And we have a question from Liz in our live audience. And Dr. Jones, I'm going to give this one to you. She wants to know if there are any special considerations that she should make when transporting her daughter's senior horse from shows or to shows and to lessons. What are some of the concerns and prevention we can have with these older horses, having them in the trailer and then also going to new locations on a regular basis?
I wouldn't say that the answer I'm going to give you is going to be one because of it's a geriatric horse. It's going to be one for just every horse. Every horse has a personality that allows them to adjust or not adjust well to new environments. So it depends on that horse's personality. They might be one that loves to go on for trail, loves to go for trailer rides and go to new adventures and new events. And those horses are really easy to get along with other horses and other smells and things like that. My biggest pet peeve is when I have people come to my clinic here and show up and there is no shipping boots on those legs. A large horse in a small trailer, there's no pole protector on their head. I don't know how many times I've sutured up flayed poles or forelocks, and then
A head
had to
bumper is
euthanize.
worth its weight in gold. Yes.
Yeah, and had to euthanize a horse because they, flayed their legs so bad that it went down to the joint on the lower limbs because there's not much protection there. It's skin over bones and joints and tendons. So, a geriatric is just the same as a 2-year-old is just the same as a 15-year-old. I don't care how many times they've been on a trailer and they're comfortable. Please protect their legs. Please protect their head. And what if you want to do a tail wrap because you like the pretty long tail, that's your choice. But those are the primary areas that I want to see them controlled and taken care of. They did a wonderful study a few years ago, probably many years ago at this point, that I'm going to age myself here, that spoke about horses' placement in trailers and their most comfortable way. And ironically, and it's what I would love to do, show up at the big shows in my big stock trailer, cowboy stock trailer, with my horse not tied and loose, because that's the way they like to ride. And they pick the way, the direction they want to stand. And most times, more times than not, they want to stand backwards. And they found the heart rate monitors on long distance travels that their heart actually went down, heart rate was lower for most of the travel if they faced backwards. And so I'm sure people are cringing with this discussion I'm having right now, but that seems to be the best way with a horse. As well as, on top of all that, don't go through multiple stoplights. I have people who come to my clinic and we have toll roads here, and they'll avoid the tolls on the multi-axles of their trailers and go down the roads with all the stoplights. And they have this horse whose heart rate's going up and down because every time they stop, the heart rate goes up. And every time they take off, the heart rate goes back up again. So, it's a fluctuation in the horse, the stress on the horse to do the start, stop. So, those are my points. And that just affects every horse from young to old. The starting and stopping, yes, that would probably be easier on an older horse if you didn't have to do so many of them because they have to brace themselves and their joints are a little bit more achy than the younger ones. But in general, for cardiovascular reasons and stress reasons, it's better not to do the starts and stops for those reasons as well.
What do you think about horses that are a little bit sore? I think some of those actually like to lean. I think there are some horses that might even prefer, particularly for the longer rides when they start to get fatigued, I think some of them actually like to actually lean against the walls or lean against the butt bar and that sort of stuff, which certainly in a stock trailer they're not going to be able to do. Do you ever find horses that you think actually trailer better when they are kind of paneled up?
Confined. Yeah. And I see that some of those who are probably tired like to lean against something or, might be a little lame, might like to lean against something to get some weight off of something that's a little painful, especially if they're coming back from a 3-day weekend show.
Oh, I had a friend at the barn who had a trailer that the horses were rear facing in it, but also confined, so it had padded panels, so they could lean against it, and you loaded from front to back. And I have to say, my horse looked at that like, "You want me to do what? What are we doing?"
Right, something different. Yep, I
The
love that
only
about
time I've
horses.
ever.
What do you mean? Yeah.
The only horse trailer I've ever seen like that. And so, yeah, and I wish I could ask him, was that a better ride backwards? Did you like that better once you were in there or not? But he hasn't told me one way or the other. But
About mats? What do you guys think about mats for older horses in the trailer?
or
Oh, I
bedding.
like
I
them.
always
And
wonder
also,
about
that's the other
bedding.
thing. Yeah, that's the other thing is throw bedding down because they're either going to sweat in a warm environment and drip. Some of them profusely sweat, or you get them urinating in there and it comes slippery. All those things are definitely a must. And you've got shaving center to collect up any of that wetness and keep it
ammonia, right. Yep.
And the ammonia smell, yeah.
What do you do for horses? If you put shavings in there, do you actually put fly masks on, trying to keep the dust out of their eyes, or you just don't close the windows? Or what are your thoughts on that part? I know some people are strong about that.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of them that are so closed up that it won't matter if they have a fly mask on or not because there's really not much air movement in there at all.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But the stock trailers, yeah, the fly masks I think are pertinent because of things flying from other cars and vehicles up, not necessarily the straw and the sawdust. It's more from other things flying through the air from cars and such.
Right. The other thing I think is worthwhile mentioning, too, is tying horses, you know. Just be careful so the horse can, I guess, get its head down and cough. You know, that's been shown to be really worthwhile for preventing horrible respiratory disease, pneumonias in horses. And then while we're at it, because I live in a cooler climate now, I'll have people pack horses in tied to a trailer, and they all have blankets on. And then by the time the horse gets someplace a couple hours later, and it's loaned out about it, it's really cold outside. But inside that trailer, it's about an oven because of the body heat. And so, you know, sometimes it's actually better to take the blanket off and have the horse chilly for a few minutes than it is to have them just, you know, particularly if they're going to perform that day, you know, washed out with sweat for a couple hours on the way. So just some thoughts.
Very good point, and I don't have to worry about that down here.
There you go. I know. What's a blanket, right? You got fly sheets down there.
No. I get clients that have a blanket their horses with the long hair at 60 below 60 degrees down here. So, and you know, I just chuckle myself as I drive by.
Well,